turned over 28th of February 1978. Rather separate question, but you're going to want to go back to discussing the problem about Scott's function, logical space as a function space, the theory of function spaces as the, as it were, core of all mathematics. And the use of the word space, as of course, is potentially misleading. The certainly the how one would set about analysing the relationship between the kind of is what's lurking behind Siegel's remarks here. A sort of conviction that the foundational theoretical desiderata already incorporated in.
Yes, thanks, Dad.
Incorporated in our mathematical formalism. It's okay. You got hopelessly confused with this idea of mathematical formalism, as well, already incorporating commitment to as a kind of conceptualization, as a foundational so theoretical desiderata. Look again at that later. What we're going to say is Putnam's arguments about theoretically significant physical magnitudes, demanding realistic conception of mathematics, and the point about Bishop's constructivism doesn't work, CSV 274, and the point about the varieties of realism, he wants mathematics without foundations, in which the and imagine something like the situation described in Dummett, in his description of holism. But actually, there is a kind of conceptualization of the world, or implicit in the notion of functional correspondence, which is, and you'll argue, which is precisely that of relations between domains of variation, given in standard models of set theory, and the idea of being able to go, having to go beyond that in the context of treatment of domains of variation in for instance, Lorvier, look at Lorvier and relate his remarks about Sartre's hyperfunctions directly to Mabry, and then your proof about surreals. Now, to get back to what you were going to say about Putnam, the point about theoretically significant physical magnitudes requiring quantification over sets, requiring realistic mathematics, requiring, loaded but Platonistic mathematical conceptions, requiring a fully that we quantify the sets, seems to me to be very dubious. The role of mathematics in science, we want to give an account of the role of mathematics in science, which is sensitive to the fact that it is consistency. That mathematical calculi are calculi structured entirely by the requirements of consistency and of the domains of the theoretical significance of the functions. This notion of significance of a function, something defined entirely structurally in terms of, ultimately, of course, of within analysis of the kinds of structure that we, the ways in which the free variables can occur bound in higher so far formulations, in further contexts, is structured entirely by the internal consistency of the calculi, in which they then in turn appear bound, and the business about functional application and abstraction, as defined, requiring minimally the separation of neighbourhoods in space. pace in a sense modelled by the notion of distinctness and difference, variation. That kind of plurality and distinctness is required. It's just the plurality and distinctness of PM. PM itself, of course, related to the axiom of choice, and there may be models which a kind of non-linear sheaf theory which wouldn't allow PM. See all that business about non-Frankian models of relationship between functions, all reducible to Frankian ones. The idea of direct connection between those and the... Now, what is at stake here is the tenability of a kind of intuition about the direct relationship between the... very broad conceptualization of reality implicit in the Frankian notion of function and the algebraic structure. In effect, the algebraic devices, the claim about possible worlds semantics as Boolean valued model, treats possible world as a Boolean valued model for set theory. Now, the question about non-Boolean valued models for set theory, that seems to be incoherent. It's argued that set theory is an entirely Boolean theory, and the quantum considerations do put set-theoretic basis, completely set-theoretic foundation in peril. See what Hark says about non-Boolean probability calculi. Look in detail. See Maclean's article 1969 in On One Universe as a Foundation for Category Theory. Strengthen the axioms of set theory by requiring the existence of many universes, specifically that each set be a member of a universe. This leads to complications upon change of universes. Actually, see the point in Maclean 195 in his 1969 paper, page 195. Intention is that the small sets serve as the objects of mathematics, the other sets, not necessarily small, are used to describe the various categories and functor categories of these mathematical objects. Required to define various functor categories of the mathematical objects. Now, in doing that, the very use of the notion of functor category, of course, involves the commitment to notion of functional correspondence. Any vague intuition that one had about freeing treatment of functions, relations, functional relationships from the specifics of argument value places deleterious, but the point-to-point, the notion of, as it were, point-to-point transformation locally invertible point-to-point transformations in differential geometry and the definition of coordinate patches and of atlases on charts and so on, and all the apparatus of differential geometry requiring the use of open sets. See from Sark's point of view, for considering Sark's proposals in all seriousness, the idea of attempting to do sheaf theory without open sets, just having a sort of non-linear sheaf theory which expressed the closure. Expressed, as it were, the closeness of the system and the universal coupling of everything. See Sark's paper in 1972, Hooker volume, and compare with Bohm's suggestions. As regards Bohm's suggestions for the hologram, the idea of obviously invertible point-to-point mappings, the idea of the identity of the points as intrinsic objects and the possibility of mapping them with respect, mapping the relations and abstracting from their relationships to sort of higher order relationships of equivalence classes of points under various mappings which send the points or relationships on to find all the points into other collections, were essentially viewed as collections of points, but the relation of more or less inclusive collection as being required from the outset. First order sense, as far as the theory deals with points to get off the ground, more or less inclusive collections of points, and then the relationships defined on them. The idea of Berme about the universe, about the total content being enfolded as in the description of a hologram, the mathematical description of a hologram pointing to a kind of mathematization which goes beyond the notion of dependence on points in the sense of differential geometry. Related in the sense of differential geometry as connected with some remarks of Wheeler's, but one, the argument is that instead of using open sets in defining one's pre-sheaf kind of correspondence, functional coincidence, functional correspondence that's involved in the definition of pre-sheaf, had some sort of operator which expressed intuitively the turning in what one portion of the space is turning, as it were, rotatability with respect to other portions, into which it is going to come into a functional relationship, considered locally, can't in fact be considered in isolation, but the idea that a completely separate set of notes, the 28th of February 1978, that is, first of all, the point about Putnam's demand, realistic as mathematics in science, the justification of mathematics as mathematics in science, from the point of view of mathematics and science. What science demands of mathematics beyond consistency is the quantification of theoretically significant magnitudes. Which magnitudes judge theoretically significant obviously depends in part on conceptualization. Prior conceptualization, there may be foundational theoretical physical desiderata which determine which theoretical magnitudes we regard, which magnitudes are regarded as theoretically significant. Indeed, the very notion of magnitude as such and the kind of structure in the system of quantities, physically significant quantities, quantities that we regard as the kind of structure that a system of quantities must possess in order for us to regard it as physically significant, as a potential description of a physical system, a physical system from the point of view of cosmology, sort of all-embracing theory, carry over. Do these in fact just simply carry over, for instance, in the treatment of dynamic cosmological phenomena in the context of dynamics of Hamiltonian dynamics, because Hamiltonian cosmology as being dead, that's a purely technical question within cosmology. First of all, we're going to say theoretically significant magnitudes, quantification, it's might be argued that physics might evolve, or physical mathematics might evolve. Looking at the evolution of physical mathematics, it might evolve in a direction where it was indeed possible to express purely constructivist terms in terms which would satisfy a constructivist and which naturally arise from constructivist motivations. The content of all the manipulations on physical, the mathematical basis of all manipulations on physically significant quantities, elimination of continuous valued quantities, the theory of space and time, for instance, purely combinatorial and rising on the basis of counting. That is indeed the aim of the Twister program, to accomplish in encompassing it, the aim of the Twister program. We have no supra-conception, certainly no prior-ontological conception, prior-conception founded on principle coherence ontology relations between speculation on the kind of the way that thinking about these objects, the objects here spoken of, events, processes, might become as coherent, as satisfying to our spatial intuition, satisfying to our sense of coherent, what might I say, was architectural principle of coherence of our ontology, as was our conception of the classical particle mechanics ontology. It's arguable that, in fact, looking precisely at the geometrical, differential geometric interpretation of classical particle mechanics, as we're hastening, prolegomenon to understanding of the mathematical significance of the quantization procedure, purely mathematical significance of the quantization procedure, developing, for instance, a unified mathematical theory of the quantization procedure as a piece of physical mathematics, developing a unified differential geometric theory of quantization procedure of quantization as a piece of physical mathematics would in fact ignore, suppress the set theoretic structure of the model of space, of phase space, of the configuration space of the classical particle mechanics theory. Structure of that configuration space simply arises on differential geometric foundation. See the papers on geometric quantization, the Costant-Soriot theory. This connection, of course, with the theory of twisters, which involves some very complex mathematics. The aim of the theory of twisters being ultimately that of reduction of all of the mathematical content of operations on physically significant quantities to purely combinatorial methods, and even to the process of counting, in which case we might well regard the constructivist predilection of some physical mathematicians as justified. That would depend on the outcome of their program. On the other hand, anything less constructivist than a non-linear sheaf theory, the idea of that kind of functional, is it by intuition guiding the process of abstractification? In that way, the kind of abstract, because there is a, to the mathematically inept, a kind of spatial intuition related, see Mabry's points, related to the principle of coherence of the ontology, which accompanies our notion of functional, of abstraction, of abstractification, of the application of the operation of functional abstraction, certainly, and particularly insofar as it is it deals with, for instance, abstraction, the notion of a point set, a suitably structured point set, suitably structured in the sense of a point set, open set somehow containing, open set allowing, for instance, a definition of future pointing light cones and so on, whose elements are to be connected with physical events. We have to have the primitive notion of space-time events, the Bismuth-Horn Wheeler book on gravitation, in order to get the through a physical motivation of the mathematics, the mathematical apparatus for the application as the mathematical apparatus off the ground. On the other hand, once it's applied, the mathematical formalism takes on a life of its own, the perspective for the unification of the mathematical formalism. Perspective for the development of a mathematical viewpoint on the levels of structure within the mathematical formalism, from within mathematics, from within the independently defined series of inter-theory relations of mathematics, as it were, becomes autonomous, establishes its own autonomy, and is to be related back to the physical conceptualization by means of, certainly not of simple-minded semantic postulants, as Bunge attempts to do, but by a mixture of the grasping of the way in which the physical and the argument is that this is something which can be very easily suppressed in axiomatization, particularly in axiomatization based on prior conviction about the requirements of conceptual clarification, the need of which the theory stands, the kind of conceptual clarification, precise kind of conceptual clarification, the need of which the theory stands, prior conception about the objects and processes with which it deals. There is a distinction between how hypotheses are caught and how they're cooked. But the extreme mathematical sophistication and subtlety of the way in which they are now caught in advanced mathematical physics does seem to me to require a very detailed taxonomy of the kind of errors which can arise, the kind of confusions that can arise. Particularly the kind of very general programmatic error which arises from, for instance, Berm's reflections on this, and Hooker to some extent, insofar as he follows Berm. The business about demanding more than consistency, but also demands of a consistency proof for classical mathematics. The fact that we can carry out such a consistency proof. The character of, as we might say, there's another carrier from the speculations of Hooker and of other writers, that there's a kind of speculation about the connection of classical mathematics lurking behind some of these formulations. There seems to be a suspicion of that classical mathematics itself may carry some form of commitment to an ontologizing of the world, particularly the significance of Boolean structure, Boolean operations. Something which you want to go into in great detail and in defense, of course, of its view of logical space, took the construction. The error in the Berm position is to attempt to assign a prior significance in terms of ontology, in terms of the, you have to develop a formulation here for yourself, prior significance to the operations, fundamental operations of the calculus, which determine the calculi. The operations here are required by the, are in fact defined by the requirement that we have a way of binding variables, free variables, as far as they can. They constitute members of the value ranges of functions which occur bound as the arguments of those complex functional expressions, the arguments of and value ranges of other functions, including self-application, the line of self-application, which is the crucial conceptual step. Ideas of constancy and variation then could be expressed in terms of the language of relations between value ranges, demanding a notion of constant function. It doesn't arise. The idea that the notion of constancy or constant function arises from the limiting case of variation of some kind, and ultimately, of course, Lovier apparently wants to say variation of quantity in space and time. The notion of variation, which as it were, is first grasped conceptually, or the possibility of which, as it were, is established in some sort of an Anaxagorean way, what lurking way at the back of Lovier's formulations seems to be some sort of Anaxagorean notion. The sort that appeals to dialectical materialists. The qualitative, we have qualitative apprehension of the kind of structure as it were, the kind of most general kind of structure, not as it were occurring in, but defining the occurrence of all other kinds of structure, defining the possibilities of the occurrence of all other kinds of structure, constitutive of the possibility of the occurrence of other kinds of structure. In reality, this argument there about logical reduction of the notion of causal presupposition to that of logical consequence in Stigmüller's re-rendering of Kant, and you're arguing that you can't, well, you can't really do that because there's a substantive ontological thesis underlying the Kantian notion. One, in a sense, there is too, insofar as PM is constitutive of, yes, indeed, a kind of diversity and plurality. Just to say that one cannot allow of an alternative form of relation between Virgil, an alternative form of relation between the value ranges of functions, which directly expresses as an alternative principle appearance of ontology as the Boolean conception, as Boolean axioms were held to in classical mathematics, connected with the notion of collection set. Lurking away there is the old sort of Marxist mistrust of the notion of set. See some of the remarks in formulations in Maybury, and certainly the notion is that appears to be behind some of Graves' remarks about programmatic remarks about mathematical system which would allow develop natural expression to ideas of monism and interdependence. The notion of the idea of ontological significance to the idea of interdependence, the sense of dependence for the range of dependence for the possibility of taking on a range of values of, in the case of the Laffan function, as somehow determined by, not as a way to determine independently, that is to say, as a point constant structure. As a constant structure, an element of the domain of variation of some other structure, which in turn is related to via principle of functional abstraction, which preserves, is ultimately reducible to the domain of the identity function, is the one element set, and sets are members of more or less inclusive collections. The error about the idea of sets having to be members of more or less inclusive collections, because of course we have also the empty set. There is part lurking away at the back of their minds there, I think, is the idea of sets, set theoretic reconstruction of mathematics is somehow connected with atomism. Now, this is confused and completely fails to take account of the role of the null set and the fact that we can't, within category theory, express any alternative principle of coherence of ontology. Compare the attempt to use the movement of the representative point in the hologram as expressing a kind of collaborative interdependence just sketched by Berm as the starting point for intuition of a further level of definedness of functions, or relationship between the definedness of functions, degrees of definedness of functions. We don't want to speak here of definite degrees of definedness of functions. Rather reminiscent of the idealist notion of things, the reality of things, being dependent on their degree of participation in the whole, which is a completely spurious and balmy notion. Mathematical logic does overthrow because it shows, illustrates the sources in conceptual confusion about the functional relationships, the possible, the ontological significance of relationships between the forms, form of relationships between Verlaufen, the putative alternative principles, coherence of the ontology, certainly in the sense of the plenum, because this question nagging away in the case of the plenum, how did it start off? The dynamical evolution is related to boundary conditions. We start from the boundary conditions and can't ask questions about that. The idea of GMD is providing us as replacing boundary conditions, so that the claim that so where the boundary considerations about boundary conditions, initial conditions as it were, so particular instances of those have been replaced by general requirements of closure, connected arguably in Gray's minds with claims about the ontological significance of the notion of a completely closed system as against that of an open one. The kind of difference involved, the idea of new mathematics being required, see Sachs' paper throughout, and you're going to have to decisively reject that and argue that no, the even that kind of nonlinear theory. how would one set about defining an interpretation function, the relationship between two interpretation functions? One for the nonlinear spinor theory, one for the quantum, one for quantum mechanics, one for the nonlinear spinor theory, as it were, so that they're defining their interpretation functions on the domain of, you know, Cartesian product. Cartesian product. Of elements, the idea of the one element set, and the definition of the relationship between the nonlinear spinor theory and the quantum mechanical theory as the final illustration vindication of this notion of intentional notion of explanation. It is, as it were, systematically confuses the context of discovery and the context of justification and the notion of and the notion of foundationless. One aspect of this notion of foundationless naturalistic epistemology as extending to mathematics, as mathematics in science, mathematics significance only as mathematics in science, and subject also to a kind of radical reconstruction, or kind of subject to the kind of corrigibility to which physical theories are subject. This idea as being incoherent and one that you must reject. That is, insofar as anything more than consistency, which is demanded of, and the significance of consistency proof of classical mathematics would not be that which Putnam would not lack that significance which Putnam as well refuses to assign a tribute to it. His reasons for arguing this, his view of the justification of mathematics as mathematics and science, and mathematics as a structure without foundations, as subject to conceptual, presumably, infection with the kind of conceptual, kind of pre-poor conceptualization that accompanies our physics. The distinction between the kind of conceptualization, the accomplishments of physics is effected precisely through comparisons and this, the extensionalization of through models which arrive at through the extensionalization of mathematics, and not partially this notion of querying the significance of the arithmetization of analysis and of the role of set theory as dominant in mathematics as somehow expressing a phase in the movement of mathematical thought, which in turn reflects a very broad conceptualization and ontologizing of the world. The remarks which some mathematicians make about continuous versus discrete as a polarity which is significant within the context of mathematics itself, as, for instance, remarks about algebra. From the point of view of the materialists, that as in the Soviet volume, that has to be rejected completely. You're arguing on the basis of recognition of the role of constant function. So it occurs in the most general theory of functions, connected with a metaphysical perspective from which we might envisage reconciliation of notions of, as it were, ultimately, notions of given intuition of constancy and variation. By the same token, it is a little bit worrisome that so much importance should attach to the name bearer relation as the type of all reference, foundation of all ideas of the way in which language relates to reality. Damn it. There may just indeed not be enough names to go around, which is quite in point, but also there's a deeper, we could argue, a kind of conflict between the alternative concept, the kind of conceptualization of reality which the human mind can sort of show itself, can accommodate itself to, for instance, a purely probabilistic notion and probabilistic interpretation of the ships in QGMD and superspace formalism. The real is going far beyond that which we have any capacity to name. The reason for Dummett's commitment to intuitionistic philosophy of mathematics.